Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you realize that when we wake up 1 week from today, next Wednesday, we'll be waking up on a playoff day for the San Diego Padres? Game one of the National League Wild Card best of three series against an opponent still to be determined at a venue still to be determined, likely Petco Park, but Padres haven't clinched that yet. But that will be 1 week from today. And then 1 week from tomorrow will be game two. 1 week from Friday will be game three, if necessary. And the Padres hopefully will be off and running to Texas after that to go into the Texas playoff bubble. I saw this morning that Rob Manfred spoke with Radio.com insider Bob Nightingale and did confirm that they are planning to have fans in the Texas bubble and that information about tickets are going to be going on sale soon. So we'll keep an eye out on that. Maybe there's a chance, Padres fans, if you can get your way to Arlington, Texas, that you could see a Padres playoff game in person here in 2020. It's Ben Higgins. Paul Reindel is our executive producer and co-host today. Woodsy's still under the weather, so we're making him stay home, especially here in 2020. It's the responsible thing to do. Paul, do you remember the ad campaign? Probably, I don't know, I mean, you were probably a kid when it came out, for the U.S. Army. They used to say, in the Army, we do more before 9 a.m. than most people do all day.
I do remember that, actually, yes.
I thought that that was the worst ad campaign ever.
Did you?
It's like, I don't want to do more before 9 a.m. than most people do all day. I would like to do less. I would like to do as little as possible all day long. Doing that much before 9 a.m. sounds absolutely miserable. You really think you're going to get people to sign up and enlist into the Army so they can do more before 9 a.m. than most people do all day? That just, I never understood that at all. It made no sense to me.
Well, I then I'm curious about how yesterday went for you because,
yes.
I mean, most days, I mean, we got off the air at 9. We work an entire shift before 9 a.m. And then you just decided to go the extra, not the extra mile, you went the extra like 10 miles yesterday.
I had a day. I had an Army day yesterday. Now, I'd say that noon was my cutoff yesterday when I finally got to take a breath.
Which is even more incredible that you got all of this done before in 3 hours, essentially.
But I was sitting there at like 11:50 thinking about what I had done. And I thought, you know what? I don't usually do this. I don't tweet about my personal life or mundane activities. But I have somehow done so much this morning, I had to tweet about it. So I tweeted yesterday, right before noon, what I've done this morning. And I tweeted this while I was waiting in line at Trader Joe's to check out. What I've done this morning, four-hour radio show without the sick co-host, took the dogs to the dog park. I walked them there. I picked up a prescription for my son. I got new tires for my car. had a Zoom meeting with my Channel 10 bosses about the Major League Baseball playoffs and coverage that's coming up. That was like 10, 15 minutes. I went to an early lunch, like an actual sit-down lunch, brunch type thing with Shelley, you know, where we actually sat at a table and got outside and got served food. I got my flu shot for the year and the aforementioned grocery shopping at Trader Joe's. All of that before the clock struck noon yesterday.
My
God. I had
accomplished,
and I go, how did I even do that? That was crazy, Paul.
That gave me anxiety when I saw that tweet. Like,
it's so much. So much.
You got off the air at 9.
Yeah, I didn't get off the air.
One, two, leave early. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 tasks after getting off the air for a 4-hour radio show.
Yeah. So, I mean, there was some multitasking involved. I took the dogs to the dog park. I do that every day after the show. So, by that point, I get back, it's like 9:45. Now, the prescription that I had to pick up and the tire place and Trader Joe's were all in the same shopping center. So I went and dropped the car off at the tire place because my tires were like threadbare. They'd been warning me they were about to explode for the last 6 months. But I've had no time to get this done, and I thought, I just need to get it done. I can't drive on these things anymore. Across the parking lot was the pharmacy. So I went, did the prescription. While I was there, I saw, oh, they've got the flu shot available. So I actually did that at the same time. Then I was able to go to Trader Joe's. Then I met Shelley while we were still waiting for the car just down the street at a little cafe. During the meal, I actually did my Zoom meeting on my phone while I was kind of holding it and eating my lunch. She had to order for me when the waitress came to the table. That was a little awkward.
Camera was on and everything?
Yeah, and then I was able to pick up the car, and I was done. Camera on and everything. You know, we were outside. I tried to pick kind of a generic background, but I'm sure that anyone else who was at the restaurant didn't appreciate learning all the intricacies of Channel 10 coverage of MLB playoffs and sports next week. There is a chance. I did find out there's a chance. Obviously, we'll have the games for you here on 97.3 The Fan. But ABC is going to be covering some Major League Baseball games because there's going to be so many of them in that first round. They're going to be split among ESPN, TBS, and ABC is going to get a couple of games on, I think, Wednesday and Thursday. And they said, I don't know if the Padres could be the game. My thinking is probably not, but it could happen. So we want to be ready for that possibility in case we get lucky and get to air a Padres playoff game on Channel 10 next week.
That'd be awesome.
Really cool. Yeah, that'd be really cool. All right, shall we get out to the phone lines? Open phones every morning at this time. 833-288-0973. Another woodsy invention that will keep going while he is not here today. And I should congratulate our first caller, Everyday Chris, because he is an Angels fan. And while the Angels haven't had a good season, they have taken 2 out of 3 from the mighty San Diego Padres so far this year and could take the season series this afternoon. Chris, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you? You can celebrate today. The Angels got the Padres again.
You know, I was thinking about that yesterday, and I was like, maybe it's just kind of like a Padres nice mercy, having mercy for us. You know what I'm saying? Since you guys already made the playoffs, maybe they're just kind of throwing us a little bone.
I don't think so. The Padres put together a lineup that I thought looked pretty intimidating, on paper at least. It didn't turn out that way against Griffin Canning. Anything else on your mind, Chris?
Yeah, I think I might have caught a... Oh, by the way, you're doing a fantastic job. First time
well,
I ever
you.
Had you one-on-one.
Fantastic.
Great
I appreciate
job.
That.
Great job. And you are the multitasking king of San Diego. But I think I might have caught a flub. I'm not sure. I think
no,
I might have
sure
caught a flub.
I'm sure you're going to catch more than one.
Did you call it the Hammer Hotline? I thought it was the Friar Phil Hotline.
Yeah, no, we officially changed the name of the hotline.
Just trying to keep Hammer.
Yeah, we just, in honor of our beloved Hammer, who we can't have back during the pandemic, we decided since he's the person who records the message, the leave your message at the beep, a recording, that we would want to name it after Hammer because we needed to do something for him because we can't have him in studio. We can't have him on the air right now. And it just makes us sad that we get, he's the favorite, San Diego's favorite radio personality, as voted by the readers of the Union Tribune, our Hammer.
Damn right.
And we can't have him right now because
love it.
Very frustrating. very frustrating. We do have Chris. Chris, thanks for the call every single day. I think that's all for the call, so that's okay. I blab on. I think it's always Woods who blabs on. It's me who blabs on. And we have to get to some sports here. Start with what's going on in the playoffs in the NBA. Lakers fall to the Denver Nuggets, and all of a sudden we got a series on our hands, Paul. We'll discuss that coming up, and we'll get our first thoughts on last night's Padres game. Loss to the Angels 4-2, as I mentioned. That is coming up next. Phone lines remain open, 833-288-0973. It's Ben and Woods. Woodsy out today. San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.